You are now at Bleichhardt, in a dominant position for an overview of the defensive front line in this part of the area. During the war, the Army Command kept constantly updated maps of the area on which they noted down gun positions, teleferics, lookout posts, shelters and defensive areas in the front's advance lines at specific dates. From Le Ghetto Bleis, in addition to the mule track which zigzagged up the steep western rib of Sima Caddy, a section of teleferic linked up the huts just a few meters below the summit and sheltered from Austrian artillery fire from the peak of mountain Tonale Occidentale and the ridge which forms a wedge from the north in the direction of Torrione d'Albiolo. Along the eastern slopes, a very long sequence of barbed wire was positioned just below the ridge to block off any enemy attacks and defend the lookout posts, shelters and trenches just behind them. Linking up Sima Caddy to mountain Tonale Occidentale, the ridge was the site of a long fortified footpath all the way along it which gave access to the various cave shelters and artillery posts with their small caliber guns, including many 75A field guns. From Le Ghetto Bleis, a mule track climbed up to mountain Tonale Occidentale, which was also served by a teleferic section from Sima Bleis. At the summit of Sima Bleis, a circular position was built for machine guns, to be used for anti-aircraft functions. The layout of the machine guns, which could direct crossfire at enemy aircraft, followed the same plan used for the defense of the passes and cols along the front as a whole. This optimal position enabled enemy aircraft to be spotted easily if they attempted to venture into the Camonica area along the Sol Valley. Listen to the way fighting in this sector was described by Army Chaplain Don Primo Discacciati on 22 May 1918 when he noted down in his diary, "At 8.30 the artillery started its infernal fire up once again. In the face of very strong winds, four of our planes took to the skies and headed out to the enemy lines. The Austrians responded with a few shots at the most troublesome guns. In the area of the hospital, the shells fell in the right-hand valley, where a column of mules was returned to the valley after bringing up the ammunition.